Look at that, what you looking at? Look at that, what you looking at? Look at that, what you looking at?
You are listening to Covenant Eyes Radio, helping you in your journey to stay pure online. Today we are interviewing Christian hip-hop artists Trip Lee and Pro. Trip's latest album, Between Two Worlds, offers listeners a picture of how to navigate life in a fallen world. Today they will be talking about the track Covenant Eyes, a song about the common struggle against lust. They also talk about how their Christian friends help them in their fight to stay pure. Stay tuned to the end of the podcast to hear more of their song, Covenant Eyes.
And this album, I wanted to be a little bit more of just a life album, an album that just dealt with all kind of aspects of life, and then it kind of zoomed in a little bit more on life in a fallen world. So I kind of came to that based on what I wanted the project to do. I wanted it to be far-reaching. I wanted it to be able to connect with believers and non-believers. So, of course, all of us have a common ground that we live in a fallen world. And we feel the effects of that every single day. So there were just different life things that I wanted to hit on. You know, I wanted to hit on relationships and how to deal with when people sin against you. I wanted to deal with what do we do when we sin. I wanted to, of course, deal with how to navigate a broken world where there's so much fighting against a heart that wants to glorify God. And just had to deal with suffering and so forth and so on, and ultimately just look to the Lord Jesus. So I set out to just kind of deal with those things, reflect on those things, and point to the scriptures. And I think God gave grace with the album because I've just gotten lots of reports of people being encouraged and challenged, and I'm really grateful for that.
Well, who actually wrote the song Covenant Eyes?
I kind of come up with the concept and written my part. So I actually wrote three verses and the chorus. And I ended up thinking, you know what, I would love it if Pro would be able to get on this one too. So I took my second verse away and I asked him if he would do a verse. So I wrote my parts basically and he wrote his parts.
Pro, when did you get involved with helping out on the album as well?
I got an email from Trip, man, and it was like, hey, brother, got this concept for this song. And he just laid it out and I was like, wow. Like, I think I recorded my verse within, like, an hour, right, Trip? Like,
yeah, you did.
He sent me the concept, and, like, I got it back to him ASAP because it was right up my alley. Like, this, I think this is really, really the concept of Covenant Eyes. What he sent me was real dear to my heart. So I was like, man, I'm finna go in on this mug. So it was just the grace of the Lord allowed me to go in and nail it off the top, so it was fun.
Tell me a little bit of your stories here. Trip, what caused you, what was the impetus behind writing this song, Covenant Eyes?
Yeah, I think for me, when I was just thinking about the album concept and thinking about, okay, how can I help people think through how to navigate life in a broken world and some of the things we wrestle with, and I was just thinking personally for me and for the brothers and sisters who are around me, one of the most difficult things is really trying to watch what we're looking at and watch what we allow to go on in our hearts as relates to the opposite sex. It's really, really hard. And I really wanted to encourage people in that because I know how much of a widespread struggle this is for people. For instance, just even this last weekend, I had a show in Dallas. And, you know, after every show, I'll share the gospel and give people opportunities to just come back and talk about the gospel and Jesus. And there were five dudes back there. And four of the five dudes, the reason they came back is because they were impacted by that song. And they were just asking for some counsel on how to deal with these issues because they're so widespread. People feel like they can't be honest and open because nobody likes to talk about it because it's weird and it's awkward. And it's uncomfortable. So I was really excited about an opportunity to just encourage people in that for those who don't know anybody else who's talking about it and for those who feel comfortable in their sin, feel like it's okay for them to sin against God and others in this way. I just wanted to do a song that would challenge people and would help people think through how to navigate because it's hard, man. It's really hard.
Oh, yeah.
TV is crazy. The internet is crazy. You walk outside and it's crazy, and it's everywhere we look. So we really need to be very, very intentional about what we're letting go on in our hearts and in our minds.
Absolutely. And Pro, how about you? What was talk about the writing of your verse and how your own story plays into that.
My verse on Covenant Eyes is really an encouragement to myself, like David. it seems like they use like sex and women to push anything. I mean, even cartoons. Now you look at the cartoons, they now have figures and they make them so, they try to make everything so enticing for us, for our hearts to be drawn away from the Lord. So I know far as myself, like I've dealt with, I'm a user of Covenant Eyes. I have it on my computer. And, you know, just dealing with lust and those different things, like I watched it like just ravage my marriage, ravage my my relationships, like even just like the guilt that goes along with falling into that lust, those lustful passions and those different things. I was blessed to be put into a situation where I have community with strong brothers, and one of my brothers, he suggested the program Covenant Eyes, and it was like, yo, this is tight. This way, every aspect of your life, you're able to be transparent. So now, fast forward, Tripp sends me an email, hey, I want to do a song called Covenant Eyes. I'm already a user of it. I want to do a song called Covenant Eyes. I want to talk about this, 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 and that. Sends me the concept with his verses and the hook on it, and it just like it just connected because I'm so passionate about it, because really it's a daily fight for myself and pretty much any man that's living in America or in the world for that matter. Like it's a battle, so I wanted to definitely lend my hand and, you know, encourage the believer to like, yo, fight with all of your might. Even if, like what Jesus said, if you got to pluck out your eye and cut your arm off, whatever it takes, do it and fight because it's worth it. He's worth it. You know what I'm saying?
And Tripp, you use Covenant Eyes too?
I do. I use Covenant Eyes as well.
How important are your accountability relationships to you guys?
For me, it's hard to even state the importance of it, man, because to be completely honest, I just do not trust myself enough to try to do my Christianity on an island. I don't trust my heart enough because I know that, you know, there is lots of issue with what's going on with TV, on the internet, but I think the main issue for me is my own heart. And if I trust myself so much that I don't feel a need to have other people in my life, then I'm setting myself up for failure, and I'm setting myself up to continue in habitual sin because I need brothers and sisters to rebuke me, to challenge me, to encourage me. I can remember times when even when I've been struggling with stuff and just being around other brothers who are fighting harder than me has reminded me what my fight's supposed to look like, so forth and so on. So coming in out specifically has been really, really helpful because this takes it even to another level where it's not even like, well, I'm meeting with my accountability groups and I'm telling them what I've been wrestling with, but I don't even give my own heart the opportunity to decide to just hide it anyway. And I think all of us have had those times when we've been part of accountability groups and we've been wrestling with sin in a way where we didn't want to be honest. And what I love about Covenant Eyes is there's no opportunity for me to be dishonest because they see exactly what I've been looking at.
Pro, how about you? The value of accountability relationships in your life?
There's no words I can really put on it. I remember before the Lord put me in a position to where I could commune with some strong brothers, like I used to just live my Christian life on an island. I think everybody's probably been there at one point or another. And if you ask anybody that's ever fell in sin or most people that's fell in sin or that struggles with something, 9 times out of 10, they want somebody to ask them so they can tell them more. But they're too ashamed or too guilty to say, man, you know what, this is what I struggle with, this is what I fall with. Well, as I began growing in the Lord and maturing and being placed around strong brothers, I started realizing, like, man, a life on an island is way worse than a life that's just transparent, because now I have my brothers, like, with Covenant Eyes, like what Tripp said, it's not even a question. Like, whatever I look at, whether I'm looking at something good or bad, I still have people there that's able to watch me, because a lot of times we try to tuck and hide and let everybody feel like everything is okay, when really the scriptures are true when they say that Romans 3:10, there's none that's righteous, there's none that seek God. Like, our natural propensity of our heart is to be drawn away from the Lord. And when you don't have brothers that's holding you accountable, like, it's easy to just kind of put our life in the autopilot and just kind of float away from the Lord. But when you have that accountability, you watching brothers fight, and then it makes you wanna fight harder. Or even when you don't want to fight harder, you got somebody saying, "Hey, bro, you might be slipping a little bit. We may need to have a talk, some hard talks, hard conversations," and it helps you bring those conversations up.
You have been listening to our interview with Trip Lee and Pro. Be sure to check out Between Two Worlds. Connect with Trip at reachrecords.com. Learn more about Pro at reflectionmusicgroup.com. Hear more of our podcasts on iTunes or the Covenant Eyes blog at covenanteyes.com/blog.
If I listen to the radio, then I would have to split open the swisher and fill it with green pine. And if I listen to the TV, then you can catch me chasing plenty chicks. Cause homie, they fine. But I DDT my mind, put my flesh in a fever foe. Yeah, sometimes I fall, but this right here ain't gon' kill me, bro. Cause if I have to be a blind amputee, I guarantee my father here is purging me from all of my purity. Bang on them, bang on them, go hard, father. Rain on them, rain on them, show you God. Cause every time I slow up, that's when my father show up. Make ways of escape, then I'm right back scrapping like, tell my TV to shut up, what you selling? I don't want to hide that word inside my heart. Run our test, don't guard it, no. I don't want your goodies, baby. You can keep your cookies, lady. I know they got M&Ms, but this road I'm on Slim and Shady. Look at that, what you looking at?
Oh, she looking good. Now, man, how you looking, bitch? I'm watching what I'm watching. Yeah, this thing ain't hard, but I'm watching what I'm watching. We gotta be on guard. Look at that, what you looking at? Oh, she looking good. Now, man, how you looking, bitch? I'm watching what I'm watching. Yeah, this thing hard, but I'm watching what I'm watching. We gotta be on guard. With every single glance, man, my sin tries to kill me. So I ain't giving in, how my brothers gotta feel me. I'm free from my slavery, you know that ain't the real me. I belong to my God and I can't let no lust steal me. There's nothing I can gain, this sister shouldn't move me. Cause my God is holy, the epitome of beauty. Bought me with a brace and I'm praying he would rule me. My eyes belong to him, he's my King and Lord truly. It's men who trust Jesus, we can't be cool without that. So when my eyes start to trip, I tell them, boys, about back. So if you see me look away, don't be surprised. Since I'm in love with my God, I got some covenant eyes. Look at that, what you looking at? Oh, she looking good. Now, man, how you looking, bitch? I'm watching what I'm watching. Yeah, yeah, this thing ain't hard, but I'm watching what I'm watching. We gotta be on guard. Look at that, what you looking at? Oh, she looking good. Now, man, how you looking, bitch? I'm watching what I'm watching. Yeah, yeah, this thing ain't hard, but I'm watching what I'm watching. We gotta be on guard.